WOAI. Great radio stations across the land, iHeartRadio, JoePags.com, also Newsmax TV. It's the Joe Pags Show. Really glad to have you here today and really glad to have this guy on. It's the House Ways and Means Committee Chair, District 8 Republican from the great state of Texas, Kevin Brady. Kevin, how are you?
Hey, Joe, thanks for having me back. I appreciate it.
Hey, it's always an absolute pleasure. As you know, a week and a half ago, I'm sitting in the White House. I don't know how I got there. Kevin, I don't know how that happened, but out of 5,000 talk show hosts, I was one of five invited. So,
wow.
Congratulations. Thank you. I think I mentioned your name, and the president was like, well, we got to have him then. we're in the East Room, and I'm sitting there with the president of the United States, and boy, he's just glowing about what he thinks this tax plan will do. And, I mean, literally beaming like he's a proud daddy about it. So let's break it down. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 tax brackets right now. This new plan will give us how many?
Go to 4 tax brackets. And we take the bottom one to actually to 0. And so that gives us tax relief at every income level.
Let's talk about tax brackets. The left is saying, and Schumer was giving Pinocchios about this, but
yep.
The left is saying that you're taking the 10 and 15% tax brackets and you're screwing them and you're making them both pay higher. They're saying actually 0 to 10% will now pay 12%. Is that true?
No, absolutely not true. In fact, we take the 10% bracket and make it 0, and we double the standard deduction, which means we protect more of the first dollars that families earn. In fact, this is exactly, I always like to point out to my Democrat friends, this is exactly what President Reagan did as well, backed by Vice President Biden, Vice President Gore,
right,
and other Democrats as well. So they know this issue. They're just distorting it.
So 10% now goes to 0. When we say we double the standard deduction, Kevin, can you, in layman's terms, explain that to my viewers and listeners? What does that even mean?
Yeah, so bottom line is we get to protect a certain amount of money tax-free from Uncle Sam. That's a good thing. Today, it's about $6,000 a person and around $11,000 for a married couple.
Okay.
So we double that to $12,000 and $24,000 that is tax-free from the government. We fold in the personal exemptions, and then we create a family tax credit. So bottom line is a lot of not just modest income, middle income families, one, get their tax cuts up front, and secondly, will no longer have to itemize. In fact, I think 95% of Americans will be able to file using the simple postcard style system and won't have to itemize to get their tax cuts.
It's the chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, Kevin Brady. You know, and that's exciting. But I think that when we say things like double the standard deduction and the
people don't know.
We're busy working and stuff. So
yeah.
You're trying to break that down doesn't make a lot of sense. The left is saying the middle class is not getting a tax break at all. In fact, if you look at the secret taxes that are in this thing, which I'm not sure what the secret ones are, the middle class is seeing an increase to pay for a tax break for the rich. Do you even have to respond to that? Because it's just dumb.
No, you can't even make that stuff up. In fact, Joint Committee on Taxation says the opposite, that there's very strong middle-class tax relief in here because there's a couple things we do. First, we do protect more of those first dollars you earn. We lower the tax brackets and rates at every level. We create this new family tax credit that is not just bigger, but doubles in number of Americans who can use it. And we get rid of things like the alternative minimum tax. That's that second tax that Uncle Sam uses to get you. And so all that results in very strong tax relief for the middle class.
It's Kevin Brady, House Ways and Means Committee Chair. He's marking this thing up and getting it done. We're going to talk about how you're ahead of schedule in a second. But other accusations from the left is, and I've never understood this, and Kevin, I think last time we spoke, we discussed this. Why is it that the lie that you have to pay for tax breaks even exists? I mean, I'm just a dumb guy. You know that. You've known this for years. I'm kind of a dumb guy. But if you tell me I get to keep more of my money and the government is going to get less of my money right off the bat, that doesn't tell me that I have to pay for my tax cut. It means I get to keep my money and the government needs to spend less money, no?
It is your money, and that's our point of this. And it's also your time. You know, the amount of time people spend to do their taxes is just continues to grow and grow and grow. And so we want a tax code that's respectful of people's time, that is simple and fair and flat. And think about this. Can you imagine a code so fair and simple that each of us knows what each other's deductions are?
Right.
Because we have exactly the same ones. And we're really pushing for that type of simplicity. And by the way, in Texas, for example, where I live, look, this will create over 80,000 new jobs. And a family of four in my community, two teachers, will save over $2,000 a year, which Washington thinks isn't much. But I'll tell you, for families, you know, that's important. You can do that. You can do a lot with
that, a lot of money.
That type of tax cut.
It is. It's Kevin Brady, House Ways and Means Committee Chair. Always appreciate the time. Where are we getting the number $1,180 to every taxpayer?
Yeah, so
that's, immediately we
that's
get that number,
for
right?
That, the average household in America makes about $59,000 a year. So that it varies from state to state and area to area, but for that family, they get a average tax cut of about $1,100. You know, of a small business person on Main Street just making $60,000, they see a $3,000 tax cut. So this really drives toward those modest and middle-income families and local businesses in a big way.
As I was talking to the president and to Kellyanne Conway and to Cliff Sims and all these other folks at the White House, they were saying it really effectively will be more like $4,000 or even $5,000. Where are they getting that? It sounds like that repatriation of money has something to do with that.
Yeah, it really does. So we're not banking on tax relief alone.
Yeah.
We're talking about raising paychecks. Growing paychecks, they've been stagnant for a decade. So every economist looks at what we're doing here, how it grows the economy, vaults America back into the lead pack worldwide. And companies like in Texas who compete and win worldwide, today we block them from bringing their dollars back to be reinvested in our country. Here we open it up. It's a zero tax rate. So, you know, economists estimates that not only do you get tax cuts, your paychecks increase. And in Texas, they expect just the median household we'll see an extra $2,500 a year in higher paychecks. And so it's got two big benefits for families.
It's Kevin Brady, House Ways and Means Committee Chair, Republican, the great state of Texas, District 8. So with this money coming back, did I just hear you right? 0% tax? No, they're already paying tax in the country where they are.
Yeah.
So we're not going to tax them on top of that.
We tax ours here. We tax them abroad. We punish them. To bring them back to
America. Well, as it stands today,
stop
Kevin,
doing that.
If they were to bring it back today without this tax reform bill that you're heading, it would be 35% on top of what they've already paid?
Yeah, and less what they pay in the other country. Bottom line is they don't bring it back. They leave it outside, and why do we do that?
Do we know how much that money is? Is it $3 trillion, $4 trillion?
Last time I asked for an estimate last year, it was $2.5 trillion. My guess is the president thinks, probably told you, he thinks it's well over $3 trillion
of American profits
stranded overseas.
He thought it might be four. It's Kevin Brady, House Ways and Means Committee Chair. I've got to ask you this because it's confusing for people. I think I get it. Wages, as you said, have been stagnant. They've increased, I think, 0.1% in the past 8 to 10 years, while profits for corporations have gone up 11%. 11% by all this regulation, all this Obamanomics. So now with this tax reform, the people who are against it, who don't understand it, are saying, why wouldn't the corporations just keep all the extra money? Why are they going to share the wealth? Why are they going to give it to the wages or hire more people or expand their businesses? What's the impetus? What is the what are we doing in this tax reform plan that will be the incentive for businesses to reinvest that in their people, research, development, and more?
Yeah, so look, profits don't drive paychecks. Productivity does, and in business investment. And that's our problem. That's a missing ingredient. You know, businesses have not been investing in local plants, equipment, software, technology that really drives workers' paychecks. They've been cutting expenses. They've been investing elsewhere. So what we're, this whole tax reform plan for businesses is saying invest now, invest here in America, and invest in the type of equipment and technology that allows your workers to be more productive. That's what creates paychecks, and this is why this is so different than Obamanomics and all these other things where they just say, Washington, spend more. Here we're saying, look, local businesses will tax you less, invest more, and that's a big difference.
House Ways and Means Committee Chair Kevin Brady, we always appreciate the time. As you know, we're heard and we're listened or we're viewed all across the nation. So in California and New York, they're saying Kevin Brady and Donald Trump and Mitch McConnell want to punish Californians and New Yorkers who don't vote their way because in high tax states, there are people with big mortgages and people who have higher income who they feel are being taxed unequally. Is that true?
You know, I don't think so, and here's why. I think the current tax code double taxes people. It raises taxes on every American, regardless of what income level they're at. So some can get a state and local deduction.
Yeah.
And so the current tax code, basically, we all have high taxes and we subsidize each other. Rural communities subsidize cities, middle income higher, low tax states higher. So we have a simple proposal. Why don't we stop doing that? Why don't we lower tax rates for everybody and you just pay your own taxes, so local tax. So for the first time, Washington doesn't punish you or reward you based on where you live. It's a big change, but it's a fairness issue. And in those high tax states, by the way, California, New York, they still see tax cuts because we're lowering those rates.
And why don't they complain to their state leaders to lower their own taxes as it is? I mean, they're being taxed so much already.
That's the key. Look, the biggest problem here is those local mayors and governors are really pushing for themselves to be able to continue to increase local taxes. That's the problem.
This broke right before we started speaking. The Senate says now it wants the Obamacare individual mandate gone as part of the tax reform bill. Can that happen?
Yes, it can, and I'm encouraged by the fact they believe they can add it and keep it in the Senate. So far, they haven't produced any health care related reforms. This would be very encouraging if they could put this in. It's certainly in the House side. There's a lot of interest in adding it at some point. Certainly the president, who visits with me regularly, would like to see this happen too.
Now, I know that you've got to run. Last question on this. Before we started doing the interview today, you said you're a little bit ahead of schedule. The president would like to have this signable by Christmas. It looks like you might be able to convene or think about convening between the Senate and the House by Thanksgiving. Is that a reach?
Yeah, we intend to move it out of the House this week, and in fact, we thought we would begin work tomorrow on it. We're going to start here in the next few minutes to start that whole process. The Senate's going to take it up next week. So yes, right after Thanksgiving, we're going to start to work the differences out between the House and the Senate. Our goal is to get to the President's desk by Christmas.
Are you apprehensive that it's going so smoothly, Kevin?
Well, it is. This is a big challenge,
yeah.
And so we've still got a lot of improvements. And Joe, look, we're Republicans. We think you improve things every step of the way,
right?
And even on the House bill, I think we can continue to improve it. So I'm excited about us moving it out of the House for the first time in 31 years.
He's a great representative. Been a friend of mine for a long time. Thank you so much for coming on the show for all these years, and thanks for the insight on this. I think there were a lot of questions that you just answered for my viewers and my listeners that they weren't getting anywhere else. Kevin, I appreciate you.
No, thanks, Joe. Take care. Let's stay close on this, okay?
Yeah, we will. Absolutely. House Ways and Means Committee Chair Kevin Brady. Appreciate the time. Back after this in the Joe Pag Show. Stay here.
This is the Joe Pag Show.